Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I am your host, Conrad Cushman. He is the man in black, the man they call Derek. We are here with some Dynasty preview and predictions, mainly on Derek's behalf. I'll go through some of the other extra matches that have been added. We will be doing a review show on Clash of the Podcast this Monday, live at 6:05 Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you guys are there. We're gonna talk Dynamite tonight for April 17th, 2024. Should be a fun show. With that being said, Derek, anything you'd like to say?
Let's boogie. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Appreciate everybody who is up in here. Derek, the man in black, how are you?
Cooling, cooling.
How's the softball life? I only know because you were just telling me, but yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
It's going swell.
Give it the old college try. What's going on, everybody? Have a lot of comments coming in here. We're going to welcome some people in. If you guys can, share the link. And if you guys want to, besides sharing the link, if you're listening on audio, you're like, yo, how can I help this brother out? Number one, big shout out to all the people who listen to us in Saudi Arabia. I did not know we were popping like that over there. Still in the top 100 wrestling podcasts right now. So thank you guys over there. So if you're in Saudi Arabia, thank you for listening to us. Much appreciated. We've been, I think, in the top 100 for a couple weeks now.
That's what's up.
So thank you guys for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're in like the 60s, 70s area. So
I'll take it.
Dub's a dub, baby.
Dub is a dub.
Especially for a fan podcast. That's really good.
Yeah.
And it's not possible without you guys. So if you've listened on Spotify and you gave us a 5-star review over there, thank you. I know Google Podcast just went down, but you can listen to us on YouTube Music as well. We also have the audio versions going up on YouTube after these go up. So that's another option for you. If you want to look for the live versions, you may have to click our name and go over to the live tab. But the audio one has a link to this version as well. So make sure you guys do that as well. Whew. I'm just trying to think if we have to shill anything else, man. By the way, when you guys get this pay-per-view, I don't get any kickback from this. I do work with them, but I don't get any kickback from this. Dynasty is available on Triller TV. I think if you guys are tired of Bleacher Report and the app that's glitchy sometimes, I've had issues with it in the past for like a Double or Nothing show. I would recommend trying out Triller this time. It's available in the U.S. Highly recommend people go and check it out. Triller's got a lot of good stuff over there as far as wrestling, boxing, MMA, whatever you guys like. Go to Triller. They got a lot of cool deals. So check it out if you will, baby. With that being said, Derek, let's give some shout outs, man.
Let's go.
Terrell, first one in the house. He was hitting us up at 9/11 because he's the fireman. Fireman.
I've heard that song forever.
I know. I've been on a winning kick lately. I don't know why. Terrell, what's good, man? I appreciate you, family. Any truth that Forbidden Door will be at MSG? No, I think it's going to be at Long Island. What is it? The USB Arena out there?
I think that's what it's called.
I think, I don't know arenas like I used to. We used to keep names way longer back in the day. So yes. Now it's like, how long do you guys have it for?
Right.
But I think it's going to be in Long Island. I know originally they wanted to do Arthur Ashe, which sucks because I thought that would have been really cool for Forbidden Door. Sir Quills says, what's up, Conrad, Derek, chat? Your boy Sir Quills is back to enjoy yet another dope AEW Dynamite review. AEW Dynasty is about to be lit come Sunday. Concur. I agree, sir. Mike from The Rock. It's The Rock in your area. What's good, Mike? Appreciate you. He said, what's up, peoples? Clown says, evening, everyone. Trying to wrap my head around Tony and the Young Bucks. Had to have that segment before the six man. I got nothing. I got nothing. They got to sell that stuff they did last week. Mike says, I heard rumors that Tony Khan is secretly partnering with WWE. Nah, I don't believe that.
Now, they've been throwing way too many shots at each other to do that.
That's what they would want you to think. I don't think it's happening. Conspiracy.
I don't think it's happening.
All right. Don't forget, I'm yelling betrayal. Anytime I see people from other companies co-mingling, you just write betrayal in all caps.
Big time. Exclamation point.
Yo, I think Triple H and Tony concentrate wrestlers for a draft. That sounds good, Mike, but not when money's on the line, bro. Creatively, you make sense. Financially, they ain't going for it.
Nope.
Because if someone becomes a bigger star somewhere else, I want them back.
Right.
I got a contract, though. Yo, Sean Hubbard, Hubbard Wrestle Weekly says, bless up, bros. I'm currently on date night with the future wife. My guy, Derek, brother Conrad, have a great show.
My guy, Hubs.
Rice Krispies. Not appropriate, sir. I have to talk to you about this. Matt Lopez says, hello, everyone. Good evening. Hope your Wednesday was a good one. For sure, brother. Look who's here. Jesus DeLeon. What's going on, Jesus? What's up, Conrad, Derek? Tonight's show was all hits, but one miss. Jared choke. Wow. Wow. Matt Lopez, I'm going to be talking about that at the end, man. Samoa Joe DLC announced for Fight Forever, May 8th. Let's go. I'm glad they put him in the game, man. Good for AEW.
Let's boogie.
Let's see here. Deanna says, okay, highlights. Mox, Swerve, Claudio, Ospreay. Otherwise, the show was very blah. I don't know how I felt about this show. We're going to have to talk about this one. This is a weird Mox cut promo of the year. I don't know about that. Rob says, ayo. What's good? What's good, man? Rob, how you think them Lakers going to do against the Nuggets? Should have lost the game.
Good old
AD said they got a strategy, though.
Do you trust AD?
No, not at all. Not at all. Sweet, but Fight Forever needs match types to keep the fans excited, Mike says. You're not wrong, but I don't know if they're going to add them in based on if you believe Mike Straw's recent article from Insider Gaming. We'll talk about that at the end. We'll get a little Fight Forever talk if we got time. And Jeff, I never get to catch you guys live. Just stopping by to show some love and support. Yo, shout out to Jeff from the Insiders, man. I appreciate Jeff. Jeff will be live tomorrow for Impact, and they're going to be doing a watch-along for the Rebellion pay-per-view that we just talked about on Clash of the Podcast this Monday. It was at 6:05. Make sure you guys stop in there. I'm usually in there talking crazy. Whatever, talk some TNA. This guy hating right now. BJ said, I feel so weird. What's good, BJ? You know from our combo earlier, but I hope Dynasty is incredible. Yeah. Conrad, I see you with the Young Buck shirt. Whoa. First off, this is Ali, good sir. We don't wear that Young Bucks merch no more around these parts. No, I still got a shirt from them. But yeah, I'm not rocking it. So, I know you were going to root for them on Sunday. Yeah. Happy Wednesday, y'all. Hope y'all have a good week so far. Question for you and Derek. How do y'all feel about Motor City Machine Gun showing up? There is a rumor Motor City Machine Guns have signed.
Motor City.
I'm pointing to the hand, y'all, for any of the Motor City Machine Gun fans on audio listening. Motor City. I used to always, I'm like, what is this, bro? They were like, that's a Detroit thing, though. That's what they do.
What is, like, what does it signify?
I don't know, but I saw them doing it. It looked cool. All
right. We'll take it.
But what do you think, though? Machine Gun show up? They've been in TNA, man. I don't know if you've seen a lot of them, but I think they're a great tag team.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it because AEW is a big platform for cross-platform.
I think that they're willing to pony up more money right now than WWE is what it sounds like. WWE can make you a huge star, though, but I guess it just depends on what you want to do at this point.
Right.
Let me see here. And why is Tony Khan looking like a fool on TV? Have you ever seen him, Deanna? He always looks like a fool. I'm not going to lie. Tony's just a funny looking dude. Like, he's just like... Listen, I'm not camera friendly either, so what can I say? I'm doing this. I should be fearful of doing this, and I'm just like, it's whatever. James from the Pro Wrestling Shoot Renegade L2K checking in from Disneyland. What's up, fellas? Also, wait till H low-key bags on Motor City Machine Guns at a Backlash press conference. Boo.
You know it's coming.
I know, but it's lame. Thoughts on Oklahoma? I'm going to say this. justice for Nyla Rose. I'm going to leave it at that. That's wrong, I think, in my opinion, for someone to do that. Now they sent a warning to AEW. Yo, let Nyla Rose wrestle, people. That's right. All I'm going to say.
I mean, you can send a warning all you want. That'd just be the last time they ever come there.
Yeah. Why go back?
Right.
Jonelle says, hi. What's good, Jonelle? Cray in the house. He said, what up?
What up?
McKinney said, yo, I'm here just to drop off a like and listen to the table that was AEW, or excuse me, the tail. I'm jacked up tonight with my eyes. The tail that was AEW Dynamite with the live chat and the dynamic duo of Wednesday night's EP dub. Let's go. Appreciate you. Let that one slide, Sean. Chair, relax. What's good, man? Welcome. Motor City will get lost in this company. Nah, I think the tag division needs more teams, bro. I think that's an opportunity for them. The issue is, what do you do with the trios titles? That's what the trios belts and the tag belts are kind of like intertwined, because tag teams win the trios titles, but you're taking away from the tag division at the same time.
Right.
So how do you build that back up? You're going to have to get some teams. So Motor City Machine Guns might be a help. We'll see. We'll see what they do here. Appreciate it. I have mixed feelings about Motor City Machine Gun showing up. As a TNA fan, I'm sad, but excited to see what they do in AEW if they've signed. I think they deserve a chance on the biggest platform. They've been in TNA for a long, long time.
It's due for them.
Jocelyn said about the ROH taping, but a spoiler. Whoopsie. So we won't be seeing Ruby in the ring for a while, it looks like. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Appreciate you, Jocelyn. Ace in the chat. What's up, my brother's chat? What happens if the scapegoat returns this Sunday in Dynasty and helps out the Bucks in the ladder match? That's kind of where I'm leaning towards. Unfortunately.
You will have one of the biggest rants ever.
By me. Nah, he's coming back, bro.
Nah, bro.
It's apparent what they're doing. They showed the footage. He was there. They like him. He shouted them out. They shouted him out. It's going to be, he shows up. He's part of the elite with them. And har, har, har.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I don't care, bro. Like, it's been written for a long time. Will Conrad on that? No, I'm not sure if Fight Forever will survive the competition. Who knows? Who knows? Quill says Motor City Machine Guns to WWE. No. I don't like that they're splitting the tag belts either. You know, that's just a me thing, though. Motor City will only boost the tag division. I agree with Conrad on lacking tag teams. Chair, relax. Now, I'm with you on that. Why don't they get rid of the trios? What do you think?
Please.
But you just made new Ring of Honor ones. We'll talk about that in a second here. Let me see here. I miss matches like AMW versus Motor City Machine Guns and Beer Money. Yeah, Beer Money was great, that feud. I hope Motor City Machine Guns go to the Fed. They'll never be heard from again. Ooh. Kevin Nash spoke facts on Ospreay. It wasn't necessary, and I don't agree with that jackass. Man, Kevin Nash is full of it, bro. Yo, if you're Will Ospreay, you have to be offended, bro. Like, why would you say something like that? Right. I don't think that was cool. And I don't know why Kevin Nash is always going to take Triple H aside. They're friends. Like, I get it. But I also can't take your opinion serious on that stuff because you're friends with Triple H. I've never heard you disagree with him once. So, okay.
Bro, what kind of career did you have?
Yo, I mean, let's not. I don't want to disrespect Kevin.
I'm disrespecting.
That it, send all your hate to Derek. Derek's opinions are his own on this show. I have respect for Nash, but at the same token, like, come on, dude.
What has he done to even like
NWO, bro? It doesn't work. It don't work without Hall and Nash.
Who really made that?
brother. What? Who you trying to say made it?
Who really made it, bro?
New Japan Pro Wrestling, probably.
Exactly.
They got it stolen from them.
Yeah. Let's be cordial here.
Right. The scapegoat returns as a pillar. Could be. VJ said hate. E said talk that mess, D. What I'm else, D? What up, E?
What up?
Chad Schrader, what's good? What's good, man? I appreciate y'all. Ricky Starks a hook to NXT. Maybe. I know Hook said he was considering looking at what his other options are. It's like, let me see what's on the table.
Right.
I don't blame anybody for that.
Not at all.
Chair Relax says, I think ROH should move to Friday nights. Yes. I think ROH should be where Rampage is. Give them an hour. But here's the thing, what Ring of Honor needs. Ring of Honor needs a dedicated roster. Yeah. The rosters between AEW and ROH need to be separated, period. Like, yo, who's Dynamite ready and who's not? And I get that you may put a guy in the, like, world title picture that's, like, Dynamite ready, but you need to sell tickets there. That's fine. Also, I could see it where you're going to put some guys who aren't ready, but you're going to, listen, we're going to use you to do some jobs and stuff, and then we'll get you back over to Ring of Honor when we're ready to build you up. Right. You could do that as well. You need a plan. I don't see plans. I just kind of see, let's do it. Let's make it happen. You got to have a plan. What's the plan, bro?
Right.
That's what worries me with some of the stuff here, man. Hogan with the Nasty Boys, the Booty Man always gets me. Yo, do not listen to them. Michigan is shaped like a mitten, and you can point to where you are from your hand, except for the Upper Peninsula.
Okay, all right.
I forgot McKinney's. McKinney's from Michigan.
I like that. I like that.
Respect. I think Triple H was talking about wrestlers that take money from Tony. It was about Ospreay, because Ospreay had just did an interview about the schedule being easier. That's why I was like, nah, that was a shot at Ospreay. For sure. I don't know if he even got to talk to Okada. Yeah. All right. Let's get into this, man. We'll be here all night ripping on this stuff. ROH Rampage Friday sounds awesome. Listen, I would watch it. I watch everything, though, too, for the most part. By the way, big announcement here. If you don't know, the legend, Carlos Cabrera, is All Elite now. He has been signed, I think, to the Spanish announce team. Good pickup. I'm happy with this. I thought that was a dope move.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't complain. Yeah. I cannot tell a lie.
It adds to the dynamic.
Good for Carlos Cabrera getting added to the team. I'm happy to see that. We have our whole Dynamite lineup for the night. Derek, you mean mugging behind this picture here, bro. I saw you like, what are you doing? Why are you so angry? Why are you so mad? All right. We opened up tonight's show with John Moxley. He comes out with the Cody Rhodes Transformers IWGP version of the belt. I'm still trying to like this one. I feel like I'm trying to force myself to like it. It's not awful, but it's also not great. I still like the version 4. That would probably be my favorite world title in wrestling if it was still around, but Moxley's the new IWGP champion. Says a lot for him, I think, that he's been the IWGP, the AEW, and the WWE World Heavyweight Champions, carried the big title for them.
Absolutely. That's a big accolade for him.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think that says a lot. That means a lot. Great accomplishments across the board.
Yeah. Someone said Carlos should be in the Hall of Fame. And where's Hugo? I think he does AAA commentary, if I'm not mistaken. Wasn't mad at it with Moxley. Moxley came out and he kind of just addressed the Don Callis family, and he challenged Will Hobbs to a match in Jacksonville next week. So he's going to give him a shot at the IWGP title in the main event. He said, "I'm with it. What's wrong with it?
I'm not against it at all."
Yeah. Okay. Let's see, cool. You built up a match. Let's see what you do with it.
Right.
Chair Relax says, why does this company promote other wrestling companies more than their own? Because everything they do is AEW. I don't see it as an issue. New Japan needs their help now. You know what I mean? Like, as a partner, they're like, listen, your guys wanted to leave.
Right.
I made them an offer, and I know you're hurting now. Here's Moxley for you. Use Moxley, and then when you come up with your plan, take the belt off Moxley. It's simple stuff.
Right.
I, in my opinion, at least, I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it, too.
Like, yeah, they're just trying. New Japan's just trying to make things work. I feel bad for them right now.
Yeah. New Japan's hurting a little bit. I won't say on a grand scale, but they're hurting.
Right? Following up from that, we went right into another promo. CEO, Mercedes Moné. She wants to know who attacked her. She was not feeling it. They gave her a little backstage vignette to cut. Cool. Fine. It was short. It was sweet. It was kind of to the point.
Yep.
I was all right with this.
Yeah. That's all you really need. I don't think you need anything really long and drawn out from that. It just make your point and make your presence felt.
Moving forward, we had a mixed tag match that was made last week. You are going to get the Rated R Superstar Adam Copeland and Willow Nightingale versus the TBS champion Julia Hart and Brody King. This was a battle of the Turner belts here. Mixed tag match. Willow was attacked backstage. Me and BJ were talking about this. I kind of agree with BJ. I didn't understand if you do like a mystery angle of who took out Mercedes Moné. Why would you have Willow taken out? I mean, I guess you're supposed to eliminate her. Maybe that incriminates her further. It felt very weird to do this again. She got beat up backstage before the match. I guess it's supposed to lead you to believe it's Julia Hart. I don't think it's Julia Hart.
No.
I think it was her friends who were very close to her. That's just me talking. That's just me talking.
Right.
Adam Copeland goes out. He has to wrestle the match solo dolo. He is getting murked by Brody King. Murked. Brody King dominates a lot of this matchup. When we come back from the action, Copeland's fighting back. Willow ends up coming out, hitting a few big moves. She's barking. She's hitting the She does the flip right onto Brody King's face. Takes out Julia Hart. Copeland and Brody go over the top rope, and then Julia uses the chain that they carry with them, knocks out Willow, puts her in the heartache, I forgot what they call it. Basically, the Rings of Saturn.
Yeah.
Choke her out. Willow, the match is stopped immediately. Big win for Brody King and Julia Hart.
That is.
People forget this stuff, and they have a win here. Mercedes comes out to save the day, though. Comes out with a steel chair. She looks like she's going to beat down Willow, but she stops out of respect for Adam Copeland, shakes his hand, puts us in a weird spot, man.
Yes. I'm excited to see what's going to come out of it, though. Honestly, I mean, do we get a stellar match between CEO and Willow?
It won't happen until I wonder if Mercedes is clear is my question from all this, because it doesn't sound like she's going to wrestle. Well, we know the first date she's mentioned, Double or Nothing, so that's a whole month away,
right? I hope
it's called Heartless. Thank you, Quills. I couldn't think of it off the top of my head.
There we go. I really hope she is, and we're just kind of delaying the inevitable of her coming back to wrestle. I'm hoping that it's an angle where they're saying she might not be cleared just yet.
Matt brings up a good point. Julia Hart is injured from her last match. They said it could be a shoulder injury, so maybe they did the angle so that she didn't have to wrestle too much.
Right.
Could be.
Possible.
Ace thought this tag match was good, man. Congrats to Cool Hand Ange. Hey, Fonzarelli.
Right.
Let me see here. DMD took her, CEO took her catchphrase. I don't know where Britt Baker's been. She said that when she's fully able or something to that extent in her promo tonight. Okay. In my opinion, I think all wrestling companies need a little help, but I get it as a business perspective. It's just like the gaming world. The Japanese companies are hard to negotiate with when it comes to, I don't know what the rest of that thought was. John G, what's good?
What up?
Yeah. So following up from this, we go to Renee Paquette. She's with Samoa Joe. Joe's backstage. Yo, Joe was talking that tough talk, man. Joey Headrocker was down tonight. He was like, yo, who wants this smoke? So I thought Joe cut a darn good promo. Joe looks like a champion, talks like a champion. I think he was the perfect person to get him to this point. More on that with my predictions later once we go through them. But, yeah, Joe came through and he talked that talk. I don't know if you have anything you want to say on the Joe portion of it, or I can move on to the FTR video package that got cut off by the Bucks.
You know what? I'm excited for this match. I'm excited for Joe and Swerve. Now,
I
Like I think by no short, what's the word I'm looking for? Nothing short of amazing. Let's say that. I definitely think that's going to be fire. I don't know, bro. Like, this is a match that I think that we've been waiting for so long that it leaves me speechless for right now, because we have somebody who we have two gentlemen who really haven't been getting like the best treatment in the wrestling world, I would say.
Who, Joe and Swerve?
Yeah, I mean, as far as like titles go.
Well, Joe's older cat. I think Joe's time came and went. I think company should have got Joe back in like 03, 04, 05, 07, 08. But Joe never got the big break that I think he should have gotten then. And they kind of waited too long. And then they brought him into NXT. Right. They kind of did what they did with him. And now I feel like this is like, Joe, you're the man. Thank you so much for what you've done. Right. This is your moment. Swerve, he cuts a promo later on. I guess I'll touch on it now. Swerve's promo was basically about his military background, mm-hmm. and how Swerve has always fallen, but he falls forward when he falls.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's an interesting way of putting it. And yeah. He said that that's how he is going to win the AEW championship, because he's always found a way to get it done. I loved Swerve's promo. I love the intensity. And I think that this is the perfect opportunity to showcase both men, like you're saying.
Absolutely. This is it.
It's time. They got to do the right thing.
The culmination.
Now, don't get mad, Derek. AEW's playing the FTR video package when the EVPs cut it off, claiming that the show is too stacked and they need to cut it for time. Tony is left on screen looking confused. Yeah. Ducks.
Big time.
That's how they get down, man. I get that they're playing into the gimmick, though, with it. So,
right.
Whatever. That's fine. And they are in the next match. Yo, Eric Douglas, welcome. Welcome, brother. Daniel Lowe, thank you for joining us. And Ace, we fully agree, brother.
Right.
Swerve time. Let's get into this. The Elite versus Pac. Our boy from Buffalo, Daniel Garcia, and Penta. This was a fun matchup. Once again, though, every time I see the Young Bucks, Pac, and Penta, I think of that damn Best of Seven.
Yeah. The,
I don't want to see this anymore.
No.
I'm over it.
And, you know, that I'll give them credit for spacing it out, but you're still doing it. Regardless of how you line it up, you're still doing it. Stop it. It's done and over with that. Best of Seven took us out.
They're trying to chop it up so we don't notice it.
No, still notice it. When you have Pac and Penta still in that match.
Someone's playing the role of Kenny Omega and the other one's playing the role of Rey Fénix.
It's the same match.
But this was still fun. But you get what I'm saying? Like, it was good, but I'm tired of looking at this.
Yeah, it's too much. It's way too much. Like, it's overdone.
Yeah, like I knew they were going to catch Penta. They were going to slam him back, blah, blah, blah. And I know you can guess a lot of the wrestling stuff, but when I saw the match seven times, and I don't even know if it's been a year since that happened. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're getting close to it, but like I said, we're going to be tired of that for a while.
Yeah.
And I wish they would stop even like going towards this.
Like at this point in time, they're not like force feeding it to us, but you're still like dropping it in like every so often.
Elite get the win. That's why Garcia was here. He gets super kicked into a Rainmaker, powerful Rainmaker. He falls down with the fist up, and they get the pinfall. Bucks were on commentary during this. Garcia even gave him the little the thrust to his head.
Right.
Not appropriate, sir. And yeah, they did what they had to in this. Post-match, they pull out a ladder. They're slamming Garcia on it, and they're about to do a big move until Pat comes in with a hammer. Didn't we just – that was also a reminder of the Best of Seven series with the hammer stuff again.
Right.
I don't know. Y'all can tell me if I'm being a hater, but I'm just – I wasn't feeling it.
Nah. It's overdone. Like, can we step away from – like, I don't want to see either one of them wrestle each other and at least not in a tag team match.
Who you talk about, like Penta?
Yeah,
dude. Like I said, I think it's just over for any combination of that match for a while.
Yeah, like stop. It's too much. It's too much.
Let me go to the chat real quick here. He said Stone Cold tweeted that WWE should have signed Joe back in 2006. They had Joe on their shows with Punk, I think, even back in the day.
Yeah.
He was on Sunday Night Heat and stuff. They missed out. If Joe went too early, he'd be an Umaga type. His whole gimmick is he's educated. Russo screwed that up with the Nation of Violence. Yeah, well. That's my point when I hear people try to act like AEW is the worst thing ever. Like, bro, have you guys watched WCW 2000? I mean, literally watched it. Or have you watched TNA during some portions? Like, come on. This was the Kiss My A match. Whoa. What's up, Rockstar? They're doing it again on Collision. Yep.
Yeah, see that? It's too much.
It's AEW's Orton Cena. That's a fact, BJ. Overdone and overused. Agreed. To be funny, we should have a Kiss My Backside match in 2K24. No, we shouldn't. That'll be abused online.
Oh, big time.
I would like to see Garcia in NXT. He has the Jericho stink on him. He was the pure champ at one point. They were going to put him on 205 towards the end. I don't know if you guys remember that. I think he's glad he didn't sign there, though, because he would have been future endeavored, I think, with that when they got rid of that big group at the end.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. I don't think that was the way for him at that point in time.
No.
Let's go to this segment. Let's get this over with. Jericho and Hook. Taz brokers the meeting between them. Yo, this was like lame, kind of. I don't know. I wasn't feeling this.
It's lame because it's the same angle every single time. When you have up and coming new stars, Jericho is one who has to take them under his wing. And then when they don't do what he wants them to do, now he becomes the scolding teacher.
He wants you to sit under the learning tree, Derek.
We're not
Derek, get under that learning tree, bruh.
No, give me
get under that learning tree, bruh.
Nah, I'm tired of doing that.
What you talking about, man?
I'm tired of the learning tree, bro. Like, stop it. It's over. It's just like the Bucks and
overdone.
It's overdone. Like, how many times did we go through this?
Yeah.
Three separate times, but with like...
I think with Jericho, we missed that Jericho used to go away all the time. I think that's what kept him special for so long. Yeah. But once again, I'm going to say this to defend like the pro wrestling side of this.
Right.
If Jericho's not in the ring, he may lock up like Kurt Angle. Like Kurt Angle started moving stiff and he couldn't move as well. And I think Jericho's like, no, I can't stop. If I stop, it might be over.
Right.
So we're in a darned if you do, darned if you don't kind of spot. But yeah. I'm... over it from a creative standpoint. They got to come up with something different or better.
Yeah, please.
Put Hook with Christian. At least the promos would be fire. Again, this was my offer for re-signing. I'm gone. Yeah.
Let it go.
Jericho offers a spot underneath the learning tree. Hook tells him no. Tension builds. Jericho and Taz. Taz ends up getting knocked down. Hook tells him to step, get out of my ring. Apparently a match has been added. We find out at the end of the show. Jericho versus Hook for the FTW title. Why? I don't know. Cray said Jericho stinks. He's like Big Show. Come on now, y'all. Come on, y'all. We can't be out here doing the Big Show like that.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Well, just enjoy it, Derek. Just enjoy it. You hating right now, D. I don't know, man. It's rough. Random how Mark Henry was mentoring Hobbs. Hobbs should be a monster. The problem is there's enough people with political power that you have to make the call when to do something and when not to do something.
Right.
I guess the positive is Jericho isn't Matt Hardy stiff. That's messed up, but we'll see. Matt Hardy's out here retweeting the Uncle Howdy stuff, so maybe he'll be part of that. I don't know what's happening with that.
Don't be a part of that.
I'm just saying, he does have history with Bray. Remember, he was Woken and Matt. They were tag champs.
Yeah, that was dumb.
No, I didn't mind that.
I minded.
He didn't have Jeff, and it was just
that has nothing. That has no weight bearing in anything right now. Don't. Oh God, please don't.
Let's see here. E says Jericho needs to go on tour with Fozzy, just sketch and do some calisthenics, or a hire trainer, or take a wrestler with you, Jericho. BJ hit him with the well. Can we just send Jericho to ROH for Athena? He can still wrestle so he doesn't lock up, but we don't have to watch it. Wow. Plus, I heard Hook's contract's coming up and he's looking at NXT. Listen, man, if you're not listening to these guys or giving them what they want, I mean, they're going to bounce on you.
I'm not mad if he decides to go to NXT. I'm not mad.
You think it. Hook's been kind of...
Straddled
along a little bit. He hasn't done anything but the FTW title.
Yeah, and he's just now really getting into...
But once again, he's in the Jade category too, though. I won't say he's been treated badly or booked bad. He's won most of his matches. He doesn't really lose often.
True, but he's battled a lot of people that don't bear any weight, though. Like, no offense to them.
Wow. Wow. Backstage, we go back to Renee Paquette with Swerve. This is the promo I talked about, bringing up his military upbringing. I thought this was well done again. I just wanted to reiterate and show the graphic because I took time to download it. So
it was really good. You could actually sit there and buy into what he's saying. And you could tell it's heartfelt, and you could take it seriously enough to be like, all right, I think I can get behind him. I definitely feel like I can get behind him. On another note, though, get that eye makeup off that man, please.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the eye makeup. I think Swerve should just be Swerve.
Yes.
But yeah, Derek, I'm with you. No Paul White. I wish Jericho would jump in Jericho Vortex and was sent to the Milky Way ghetto. Come on now, Matt. Come on now. Yeah, good point. We forget toxic people out here. Matt Hardy got the cowboy walk. All he needs is the stirrups. Taz probably going to be telling Hook go to NXT. I think it would be better for Hook to go to WWE. D, you're right. WWE's got to offer people something too, though. Like, yeah. It can't just be... Because what's being in NXT mean right now? It doesn't mean what it once did, so...
Especially the way that they're using it now.
I mean, it's... Well, I don't know. We got to see what happens with this draft. That's the other thing with WWE right now. They're kind of like in this limbo. Okay, everyone's appearing wherever and doing whatever, which if I see that, hashtag what draft, and I know for McKinney, hashtag what rankings, but y'all got to get it together with some of these little things that you're trying to use.
Yeah, please do.
So let's go back to the matchups here. Next up, we have a match with Deonna Purrazzo and Mariah May. Why, yes. Yes. I thought this was a fun matchup here.
Right. Oh yeah, absolutely.
I'm a big fan of Mariah May, and I like the storytelling with Deonna Purrazzo. They're kind of weaving things in and out. Now, for the women's wrestling fans in the chat, once again, peep what I am telling you. Multiple segments. You had the Mercedes segment. You got stuff with Willow tonight. You got stuff with Deonna Purrazzo. You still have stuff happen with Timeless, Toni Storm, and Thunder Rosa. Lots of stuff going on this show. Don't say they're not giving you more. They are. So show them that you want more. Deonna gets the victory. She wins with like a sunset flip. Thunder Rosa comes out to make the save afterwards for her after Mariah May and Toni Storm put the boots to her. After that, Thunder Rosa and Deonna get into it. Toni goes for Storm Zero. She gets knocked over. She gets put in the Steiner recliner or the camel clutch. Make black, break back, make humble. Haktua, RIP to the Iron Sheik.
Right.
Locks up Toni Storm and then pulls out like a purple lipstick and smears it all over her face because she took the makeup off of our girl Thunder Rosa's face. They're building to the match. Yo, Thunder Rosa cut a great promo on Collision. It made me want to see their match more. So I'm interested in that match now for Sunday.
Sometimes I like Collision. Sometimes I don't. Because I feel like you get a lot of good stuff on Collision, but then that stuff that you get on Collision, you don't get on Dynamite. So you miss out as to like if you didn't watch Collision, you didn't see what she you didn't get a chance to see what she said.
Was it Collision or was it Dynamite last week? I can't remember.
It had to be Collision.
Yeah, because she wiped the face paint off. Yeah. I think, yeah.
It had to be Collision. Like you don't get a chance to hear.
But that's you gotta watch. You gotta learn. You gotta learn. I wanted to swear in there, but I'm censoring myself tonight.
Right.
But yeah, no, you gotta watch the shows. Like I said, you can't be like, man, why are they putting this on Rampage? Rampage sucks. But then you're like, yeah, Rampage used to put on better matches. Like, what's the win then? What do you want? You book Rampage then. I'm about to start asking people for booking sheets for a month. Every time I do that, though, nobody shows up. I'm like, well, you know so much, you book. I'll do it. I'll write it out. I'll be like, yeah, no, this is what I would do. But people don't do that stuff, you know? Rockstar said, two beautiful women. You ain't lying there, bro. You can say Hook's on national TV and he has his dad's title, but do you really feel like Hook's progressing? Other than his dad, do you think anyone is teaching him anything worthwhile? NXT will. But I think Hook cares, though. And I think Hook would seek out help from people.
Yeah.
He's going to Creative Pro. He also, Punk was one of the guys who helped put him over. So I'm pretty sure he was cool with Punk. Like I said, I think he's on the right side of like what to do here. I think the issue in AEW is there's like Team Elite. And then there's like your Team Cody. There was Team Punk. And it's these other subdivisions, and they're hurt by this.
Right.
Tony has to realize this. Yo, don't why do we have to do this? You know what I mean?
It's a good question.
Ryback's in the house. AEW's entrance is like Durek's. Welcome, Ryback. Welcome. That's where we are with that, I guess, at that point. Tony's got to see and figure out what these guys want. And some of the people on Team Elite side ain't worth keeping. I promise you that. And there's people on the other side that you definitely need to find a way to keep. Ricky Starks, Hook. There's a bunch of people that's like, I think you should try to keep them. I know that they're locked in with MJF. I swear if MJF's not signed, biggest rant will come. If the time I find out camera's coming on, you better hope it doesn't come on. I'll say that. Because if I come on here, it's over. Tony Khan. That night will be the night he gets obliterated. If I find out, he will get lambasted with words. If I find out that MJF wasn't signed and he let him leave, I don't think Tony's that foolish though. I'm 98% sure he signed him.
I don't know, bro. Tony's been very questionable with the stuff that he's been doing lately.
BJ says Starks is gone, in my opinion. I don't know. He was talking pretty good the other day, and some people were like, "Oh, he must have saw what NXT was paying, and he was out." So, I don't know. Punk will be running NXT in a few years. I ain't going to say that either yet. Old HBK might be there for a while.
Right.
The Heartbreak Kid. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens with NXT. All right. I hope that they build it up nicely and they get to it. Bullet Club Gold challenges the Acclaim. Winner takes all for the Trios titles. We find out that's going to be at 0 hour, Derek. I don't have graphics for this, but that's what's going on.
I'll take it. I mean,
hold on. I guess we'll get to this. The Acclaim accept, and they say that the winner is going down. Everyone loves the Acclaim, and then they challenge the Ass Boys to a tag match on Collision. There's another match for you. I'm glad they're like putting the belts together, but are they going to actually unify them? It would behoove them. I think it would be smart of you to unify these. You don't need all those belts.
No.
You know what? In hindsight, looking back at it, maybe you should have kept the Trios belts for like Ring of Honor and you retired the tag belts with the Briscoes, but maybe they didn't want to do that. I don't know how I feel about this.
All right. I think that would have been the better
move. Maybe that's the branch between ROH and AEW is like, here, if you have the Trios belts, you guys can go back and forth. You know?
I
think you make ROH your NXT.
Yeah.
That's what I say at this point. I don't know if you guys agree. That might be the question of the week. Maybe I'll put it in the community tab on YouTube. Tell me, what do you guys think should happen with Ring of Honor? What would you do with it?
Well, I mean, honestly, bro, it's like I said before. Like, you would treat Ring of Honor like AAA, and you get called up to the big show, which would be AEW, the main card. But you actually have to use it that way.
Wait a minute. Did you say what I think you said?
Well,
I heard Big Show.
Nah.
I think he was saying nice things, but in a way that wasn't, he didn't commit to the company, if that makes sense. I hear you. I need Juice Robinson back, ready for the juice to be loose.
Right.
That was bad timing in hindsight. 100% Beach. 100%. I'm glad you realized it. ROH should be NXT. PJ Waitman given the... So yeah, they accept the match. Let's roll through this. Orange Cassidy, Shane Taylor. Actually, I thought this was a pretty good match. Shane Taylor's been proving his worth, but here's the issue once again. It's kind of what McKinney had brought up. Shane Taylor needs some wins. Yeah. To quote a man that a lot of people hate, but I always remember this quote, even Godzilla got a couple villagers before we got to the finish of the movie.
Yeah.
So you got to let some of these guys win. I don't think it would have hurt to have Shane Taylor win this match.
No. Especially if Trent was out there.
Yeah, you're building up Shane Taylor Promotions. Orange got turned on by Trent. He has no one's back. Where is Chuck Taylor? Where was he?
Mm-hmm.
Rocky's probably busy.
Right.
So, whatever. It doesn't make sense. Christopher Daniels and Matt Sydal try to come out. Trent cuts them off, and Shane Taylor Promotions puts a beatdown on the Orange Cassidy, who was victorious in this. He caught with some good orange punches, though. I'm not going to front.
Yeah, that last one, whoo, that's on smooth.
They were on fire tonight with
that. That was smooth. Although, shout out to Orange for rubbing on Shane Taylor's head like that. That was funny.
Yeah, that must have been an inside joke, or I don't know what that was. I'm like, why are you messing with the man's baldy?
Right.
We got a video package.
Right.
We got a video package for those who don't know. By the way, how's that knowing who Tama Tonga is? I love the excuses I saw for that. Well, he's Haku's son. When Blue Demon Jr. shows up, you don't know who Blue Demon Jr.'s father is? I could guess what his name is. It's probably Blue Demon. Stop the garbage. Stop the tribalism. Cut that shit out in my chats. I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear it anymore. Who? I knew who Tama Tonga was. That's good. I don't have an issue with Tama Tonga showing up because I don't have an issue when people do it in AEW. Stop that bullshit. It's done. Like, that's it.
It is. Yeah, stop it.
All right, I'm going to stop cussing because you might be around some kids. But you get what I'm saying? Like, cut that out, man.
Right.
Cut that out. Oh, well, that's different.
Is it?
Whatever, bro. I'm not hating on Tama Tonga. I'm happy for Tama Tonga. I'm actually looking forward to the storyline that they're going to do. If they pull this off right, this could be a huge storyline for them, paying dividends all the way until Survivor Series.
Right.
Cool. Do it. Do you. I'm interested to see how you bring in the other people.
Right.
You know what I mean? MJF's future is WWE, bro. I don't know. I'm just tired of people going over there. By the way, if you like Jay Cargill and WWE, but not AEW, you know the presentation is exactly the same, right? You know if you like Cody Rhodes and WWE and not in AEW, Cody Rhodes' presentation is pretty much the same. It's different audience, but the presentation is pretty much the same. It's the same music. It's the same entrance. It's the same everything. Stop it. Stop this.
Because what does she do when she comes out?
Oh. It's the exact same thing. The only thing that's different is the music, man.
That's it.
And I think AEW's music was better.
Yeah.
By the way, no more Death Row. I'm done. But video package, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong. This is going to be a banger of a match. I've told everybody this was my tag team in Undisputed Era. I love when they were the tag team champs, these two together. It was just money.
I mean, still like a pizza man.
Moving forward,
delivery, man.
We did get a match. Shout out to Jesus for getting me this graphic. The Elite versus Pac and FTR trios match. Please do not wear these guys out before the shows.
For the 200,000th time?
Well, are you referring to, FTR and the Bucks are getting up there now too with this rematch. But they are the best teams in the company.
The only reason why I'm letting this one slide.
More variety than before. At least it's not Pac.
Yes.
Or I'm sorry, not Penta.
Yeah, like but with the Bucks and FTR though, like I have personal investment in this.
I hope you're not expecting FTR to win, bro.
I know they're not going to, but I still have personal investment.
Moving forward, we got Moxley versus Hop next week. They also announced on Collision there will be a bunkhouse brawl. Brian Danielson and Claudio versus Kyle Fletcher and Kenosuke Takeshita. Huh?
Bunkhouse.
We'll have a little bunkhouse brawl, if you will, baby. You're going to have to pull out that cowbell. You're going to have to hit him with that woodshed. Hit him with a kitchen sink and a bicycle. R.I.P. to Dusty, man.
Johnny.
My muffler fell out. Joel, what's good, man? Appreciate you.
What up?
Yeah, man. So, all right, let's get into this. The main event for tonight. I was looking forward to just seeing this as a match. Claudio Castagnoli, Will Ospreay. This artwork was really cool. Yes. I just wanted to showcase that. Whoever did that, dope. Yes. Yo, shout out to Tiger too. Tiger, let me know what videos you're making, bro. Let me know what videos you out here making in these streets. Claudio, Will Ospreay. I love this match. I couldn't take notes. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Sharpshooters, burning hammers, catching people, European uppercuts. Ricola. You got people getting hurricanrana. It was great. Slammed on aprons. These two did a lot of stuff in the amount of time they were given. Will Ospreay gets the win with the hidden blade. That still looks brutal to this day.
Yes.
First time I saw him hit it, I believe, was on Kota Ibushi. And I was like, Kota Ibushi's got a bad neck, bro. Stop doing this to people. He annihilated this man with that move, and he is still doing it. It looks crazy when he hits it, bro.
Dude, you have to love it. It's so smooth. You got it. I get what you're saying. Like, you got to be like, all right, bro, chill. Like, chill. You're going to get somebody a concussion, my man.
You got to fall back. Fall back like Autumn, homie.
Right.
I don't know, man. It should be on NXT. What are you talking about, Chair? Let me know what you're speaking on. Thank you. Thank you for the dusty impression. Brian is crazy. He is going to be in a bunkhouse brawl on Saturday, Ospreay on Sunday.
Ospreay. Please shut up when that man comes out.
Yeah. Oh, the commercial tonight. Why did you go to commercial?
Yeah.
Ospreay.
What?
Present him like a big deal. But I get it. Got to squeeze in the commercial time. Yeah. Totally trying to showcase as much wrestling as possible. I think he thinks the draw is the in-ring. So I'm going to let it slide. Yeah. Let you slide this week. Cody dropping weight belts. AEW picking them up. Bunkhouse style, daddy. I'd love to see AJ Lee return. He hit Ibushi so hard he can concussed him legit. Yeah. Not going to lie. I was tired of the Orange Cassidy, but he defended his title. Is AEW Dynasty's Roddy's first defense? Yeah, but Roddy's character is supposed to be he's not going to defend the title.
Yeah.
He's ducking or he's going to make you earn it. He's like, why? Why would I give it up? That's all his promos right. are. Undisputed Kingdom is whack. Disband and try something else. Where's Wardlow? Wardlow's with the group. He's been helping him win. He did what he was kind of told to do.
Right. I like Undisputed Kingdom.
I'm kind of with McKinney more. I think that the group needs something, but we haven't seen them at full force to say like, yeah, I'm ready to write them off. So
right, yeah,
I don't know. We need to get people back. So amazing matchup, match of the night. I think I'm giving it to the main event.
Oh obviously. Yeah, without a doubt, that's guaranteed.
Afterwards, Joe, we get a brawl with Joe and Swerve. Joe looked like he was going to attack. I love that Swerve said, I'm coming for this title on Sunday. And other shows, it would be like, that's the end of it. And Joe just dogged him. He's like, who are you talking to? And then throws him into the steps. I loved it. Prince Nana's out here checking on Swerve. And then Joe's behind him dancing like, yeah, I'm about to choke you out. And Swerve made the save. Swerve did that jump onto the security. Yo, they felt so funny, bro.
The one white guy with the baldy. Yo, I feel bad for you, bro. I know you got stepped on. Like, damn.
Yo, that was great. Down they went, though. They felt like bowling pins. It was great. Yeah, shout out to War Daddy, if you will. Dude, it's freaking hilarious to me though. Like, just go back and watch Swerve do that stomp. It was amazing. That was right before he got into Joe's face, and then they fight and they beef. They get back into the ring. Swerve looks like he's gonna hit the stomp. Joe goes for the muscle buster, takes him out. Joe is standing tall at the end of this, but I don't think it's gonna be that way for the pay-per-view.
No.
Let's get into our predictions one last time, Daddy. This show is going to be on Triller TV. I am telling you the honest truth. I'm going to be watching on Triller TV on Sunday.
Right.
No disrespect to BR, but BR has let me down. Triller TV is the way to go. So make sure that you guys check that out. Head on over there. It's gonna, the next three pay-per-views are gonna be on Triller. I say give them a chance at ordering on there. Yeah. That's just me talking though.
No, no. See what they're offering. See what the connectivity is. And if you like it, rock with it. If you don't, then stick with BR.
For when we watch them on Triller, I've never had an issue.
Right.
Every time you're over here watching them with me, no issue.
No, none whatsoever.
No issue for Impact or TNA now. No issue for boxing, MMA, like all that stuff works good. Triller should be really dope. Check it out. Derek, I don't have the 0 hour card. Trios titles, Bullet Club Gold, Acclaimed. Who you got winning this, bro? Winner take all.
Winner take all.
F. Gomez. Go ahead.
I think those belts should stay home. I don't think.
Wait, what's home, bro? There's two sets of belts here. Derek, I'm trying to walk the fence.
I was trying. I'll definitely try it. I think the dub goes to the Acclaim, bro.
You think the Acclaim win all the gold?
Yeah. Because I don't see anything coming out of it for them to win that, or for Bullet Club to win it.
I'm taking Bullet Club Gold to win it because you got to give them something here. Matt's agreeing with me. Yeah, you got to rock with that, in my opinion. Hook and Jericho is the other match. I don't have a graphic for it because they just announced it, but thoughts, prayers. Hook better win. That's all I'm saying.
Hook should win, but I feel like there's some...
No.
I feel like there's some kind of shenanigans going on, bro.
Yo, shout out to Mike. Mike said, Kyron Derrick, I love you on Wrestling Insight, bro. It's so fascinating to me. I've been watching wrestling since I was 7. Yeah, I've been watching probably since I could remember.
I didn't start watching until like 4th grade, I think.
Yeah, I've been watching for years, bro. I was watching in the 80s even. Like, I have memory that I was already watching wrestling before I knew what wrestling was. That's how long I've been watching it. So, some people don't get it. I love it. Even when it's bad, it's good to me. So, I'm one of them fans for life. Let's start off with the graphics that I do have here. AEW International Champion Roderick Strong versus Kyle O'Reilly.
As much as I would like to see Kyle win this, he's not winning that.
You don't think so? Not time for him to?
No, not yet.
Yeah, so you're saying, I think the Undisputed Kingdom, as much as we were just talking about them being weak with McKinney, they need something. They need to keep these titles.
They do. Like they need something to keep the relevancy going.
I am going to agree with you. I picked Roderick as well for that one. Matt said Hook suplexes Jericho into the Jericho Vortex.
Oh, damn.
Hold off on the Kyle win for now. Yeah, maybe if you want to give it to Kyle, you could just wait until another pay-per-view or a different show. But
yeah,
hold off, playa. Next up, we have a trios match. I don't know how you're feeling about this. Got your favorite in it, though. Adam Copeland, the TNT champion. Eddie Kingston, the New Japan Strong World Champion. Mark Briscoe, the Ring of Honor World Champion versus the House of Black. I feel like both sides kind of need this dub.
They do. Damn it. I really.
It's not an answer.
I really don't like this setup right now.
I'm taking the baby faces. I'm going Copeland, Kingston, Briscoe for the win.
I'm going with that too, but then it's like, what are we doing with the House of Black
now? I feel like they want to go, bro. If they don't want to be here, Buddy and Malachi have significant others in the other company, and if they're willing to take them back, I'm sure they'll go back.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. But then you leave Brody King, and it's like, what do you do with Brody?
Brody could go with Punk if they wanted to make Punk heel. I think that would work as him as the muscle.
I mean, but, yeah, you could.
But I don't think Brody will want to leave. I think Tony's kind of treated him well out of the three.
He has. But I think he's probably treated him well because Brody has no emotional ties.
That or there's never been a threat or a rumor or a murmur of him wanting to leave.
Right.
But he's also Team Punk. So I don't know. That's why I'm going with the baby faces, in my opinion.
Yeah. I agree with that. As much as I love the House of Black, God.
Maybe House of Black wins, though. I wouldn't be upset if it happened.
Like, no, I wouldn't be upset either, but I just feel like House of Black is making the way out.
Just sad that it's like, yeah, that some of the people are being cherry-picked off. And
yeah, like they're being cherry-picked off, but for the wrong reason, though.
No, I mean, if they want to go there and they think it'll be better under Triple H, I mean, Malakai Black was best booked under Triple H as Aleister Black in NXT. How's he going to be booked now, though? I don't know. Where do you put him? Main event? I don't. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what you do right now with him.
You can't. There's nothing you can do with him right now. Like you really have to build that return right back. Like you got to really build that return back for them.
Yeah. He says, CJ, you see the new Japanese outdoor venue for Samoa Joe? I did not fully. I saw a new venue, but I couldn't tell what it was, E. And I had just sent it to you, and then we were basically on our way to doing this work. We're going to talk about it real quick, though, at the end. I promise you. Julia Hart, Willow Nightingale, TBS Championship. Derek, new champ or no? I'm going Willow.
I think Willow gets it only because Julia's injured.
Yeah. I think so, too, but I think this reign might be short-lived.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the haterade that could be coming from possible a ball peanut head and her friend. But we'll see.
Right.
We'll see. But Julia was all right. I was happy she won, but I feel like Julia's kind of been in and out a lot.
Yeah.
Like, of the title reign. But, once again, if you don't watch Collision, you probably didn't see enough of Julia, but she's been around. She's been on Rampage. She right. did tag matches, her and Sky.
Yeah, I would like to see Julia keep it, but with that injury, I don't see it happening.
Yeah, and I think you can tell a great story with Willow and Mercedes going into it. I think Mercedes needs to be on commentary or ringside or something for this. So.
I agree, 100%.
I don't know if she gets involved, but you could definitely do that.
I would say no.
Brody can stick around and be the muscle for Danhausen. You know what, Clown? You make an excellent point, sir. Where is Danhausen? Why is he not on television? Is it because of who he's friends with? That's garbage. I don't know. I just don't like that. Matt says, Willow, sent you some screenshots on Facebook so you can see the cherry blossom trees, the Japanese wood archers, and some Japanese characters on signs in the back. I will check that out, E. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For the Continental Championship. Continental Championship rules, I assume, are going to be applied here. That means no interference, no Bucks on the outside, no Lucha Bros for Pac, no Death Triangles. So Okada Pac, straight up wrestling match. This could steal the show. This might be my sleeper match here.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. I'm torn because I think Okada just got the belt.
Yeah, you're bugging, bro. We gotta keep this on Okada, bro. That Rainmaker.
I'm just saying, like,
that's who I'm taking.
I'm taking him too, but I wouldn't be mad if they gave it to Pac.
Yeah, I don't see Pac getting it right now. Pac's someone who I think should be. You know how I talk about Eddie Kingston getting a world title run? I think Pac's another guy you could give a little run to with the world title. He's been great. The issue with Pac is not, it's can you be here when we need you here?
Right, yeah.
Because he disappears for periods of time from injury or whatever happens with him.
Whatever's going on.
Then he comes back with the workout, and then Brother Swole. Stop. Kettlebells. So who you taking, Packer?
I'm taking Okada.
Okay.
Taking Okada.
All right, let's get to the women's world title match. Two women's titles. Thunder Rosa and Toni Storm. Timeless Toni Storm. Can Thunder Rosa pull off the victory here?
Yes.
You're taking Thunder Rosa to win?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a shockeroo. I am going to say that Toni Storm finds a way to win. I think Deanna and Thunder may get into it, but I could be wrong.
It's not out of the realm.
She might help her.
She might help her. But then that'll go to now you owe me.
Yeah, someone just yelled, why isn't Ethan Page on TV? Why Ethan Page should have got the Ring of Honor television title match before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see a lot of Okada picks. CM Punk's friends with FTR, Danhausen, and Brody would be better than the Pinnacle, the Collision Cowboys. We are those prodigy 80s, 70s babies. Tony time all the time. I think Tony sticks around with it. I am seeing Mariah and Amina storyline happening down the line. Yeah, I still think that Mariah May is going to be the reason she drops the belt, but the timing is when. But who knows? Maybe it's here. We don't know. A match. We are going to finally crown new tag champs. The winner will be the first three-time AEW World Tag Team Champs, FTR or the Young Bucks.
Sad to say.
Jack Perry. I got Jack Perry comes and helps the Bucks win. The Bucks can't keep losing to them every time. They lost the last two to them.
Bro, I'm not ready for this. Like,
and just know they're probably going to wrestle one more time after that again.
I don't want it though.
Not now, but I'm saying down the line.
Yeah, but you know what though? I'm salty right now because we should have gotten the match that was supposed to mean something, and we didn't get it because the EVPs wanted to change the narrative. They didn't want to lose to them.
We don't know that.
They didn't want to lose to them.
We're assuming.
I'm not.
We are assuming, sir.
No. They didn't want to lose, bro. They did not want to lose. The opportunity was too perfect.
Derek is assuming.
the opportunity was too perfect that, oh, no.
So listen, what happens in this ladder match? Does the scapegoat come back?
He probably does, and I'm going to be pissed. Because he doesn't deserve to be back.
He's getting great heat, they said, at New Japan Windy City show. He was getting booed for the CM Punk stuff. He's got the real glass on his pants. Cry me a river jacket now.
Does that pay my bills?
None of this does.
Exactly. So
EPW pays the bills, baby.
I don't care. I don't care. Jack Perry is a bum. I do not want to see him ever again. I want you to bask in the ambience of being on the outside looking in.
It's crazy that he's relevant because of Punk. And if he doesn't say that's the reason why,
he's, you know, he's not going to.
That's just crazy to me, but good for them. I'm going with the Bucks for the win. Bucks, salty. Scapegoat is selling both his shirt and the House of Torture shirt, and they're both selling great.
House of Torture? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't with that. That's that 10%, Gato. That's that 10%. And what I believe is going to be match of the night, possibly a match of the year contender here.
I would definitely say this is a match of the year contender.
Will Ospreay, Bryan Danielson. If you hear moaning from my area on this night, it is because of this match, more than likely. Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson are two of the best. And honestly, if you ask me who have been putting on the best matches all over the world right now in pro wrestling, it's these two.
Oh, absolutely.
They're at the top of my list. I think one of them is going to win a match of the year if it's not this match with these two together. It's going to be fan-freaking-tastic, in my opinion.
Yeah, this one is...
I got Ospreay, but this is something special right here.
Yeah, no, this is very special. I got Ospreay, too, because Brian is at the point now where he's ready to, like, all right.
Settle down.
Yeah.
Well, he said this is his last full-time year, and then after that he might pick and choose some matches.
Right, which is why I definitely feel like he'll pass the torch along. Like, all right, here. I'm giving you this because I trust you to take it, and I can gracefully start declining from my schedule.
Yeah. And he's at that point, like we said. I think he said maybe May might be it. I don't know if it's going to be Double or Nothing or if it'll be like the Forbidden Door pay-per-view, or maybe he's waiting until All In.
Honestly, if I were him, I would wait till Forbidden Door.
I might wait till All In. I want that match with him and Nigel. Nigel been talking crazy behind the mic. Yo, Nigel's such a jerk. He's a great commentator, though.
Nigel is a jerk.
I don't know. Stop talking about clams about Danielson too. Not appropriate, sir. BJ said, I just want them to both come out healthy. It's the Naito versus Ibushi. Please don't say that. No Germans on the aprons. I don't want to see none of that foolishness. Cut it out. Mm-mm. Main event time, Derek. Samoa Joe, Swerve Strickland. Do they finally pull the trigger?
I think at this point in time, you have to.
You have to, bro. I'm with you.
Because if you wait, what's the motivation behind waiting? Where, because you have the crowd yelling now, whose house? Swerve's house. Like it's there. And after that match that he had with
Hangman?
I didn't want
to. The drink in the blood?
No, well, I didn't want to say Hangman, but
it was a good match, bro.
No. I know. I didn't want to use Hangman.
Adam Page.
That's what I wanted to say.
So I don't know if you think you're being disrespectful by saying this or what.
I definitely feel like I'm being disrespectful.
Yo, it's Swerve's time.
Not disrespectful to Adam Page because I don't care about Adam Page. I care about the people's feelings who don't like that.
Yo. Oh, that term?
Yes. So I was trying to
That's his name, man. That's just his name.
I get it, but I was trying to be respectful to them.
The one time this dude wants to be coy, he's lost for words. Yo, listen. Swerve's winning this title, all right? It's time to crown your first black champion. That CM Punk stuff did nothing but take away from this. Get rid of all that. Let this moment be about Swerve. Yes. Have the long celebration. I want his kids in the ring. I want Nana out there doing whatever he feels he needs to do. I want the embassy in the ring with him at the end of the night. Let this be a party. I want TZ in the ring. Put Will Washington, call Phil, call the boys from Grapsity, call everybody. I don't care. Put them in the ring and let this dude celebrate. Let him earn it. Make this a special moment, Tony. Make it a moment. And Joey Headrocker, yo, hats off to you for the title reign. But I think it ends on Sunday, brother.
Yeah.
Real quick, E had mentioned it before. I want to mention it again. We got season 4 announced for AEW Fight Forever, the DLC. What are we getting? I don't know. I don't know if we're going to be getting more match types. I know people want more match types. But from the sounds of that Mike Straw article, I don't think it's going to be happening. I think they're trying to figure out, are we going to move forward with our partnership with each other, or is this the end? It sounds like things didn't go well at the end. We're going to have to do the wait and see. I don't want to speak on all that because. I don't know if you have thoughts on any of it, Derek, but Samoa Joe DLC May 8th. I think we're getting an arena. Samoa Joe's rocking the black and blue attire. He's going to leave you like that too. Looks good, though. Looks fun.
Given the fact of how the deal went and the process went, I would personally walk away. Like I put my trust in you to deliver, and you kind of like shisted me a little bit.
Is that what you feel with the Fight Forever game? Like they played you?
Yeah, like you sold us a dream.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to keep the talk at a minimal here for it. I think there's no way, and Derek, I could play early interviews for you on this. There's no way you guys did not know what they were going to do. Right. Tony had a budget, it seemed like, for the game. I heard promises of all the stuff that was going to be in, and then it became a problem. Then I hear about they're working on the Create a Wrestler thing. A few days even after it's announced, they're having meetings about this.
Right.
Why wasn't it done?
Right.
That's not on AEW or AEW games.
No.
That's on Ukes. You have to correlate what is happening here.
We have to.
How did you lose one of the best devs in wrestling video game history? They don't just walk away from you because everything's going great and they just had a better offer. That could happen, but they don't just walk away before the project's even finished.
Yeah, no. Most devs, like that dev,
will finish it out. It just doesn't make sense, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why they would do something like that. That's just me talking, though. For this game, I do think match types are needed. I would love to see AEW get a second try, but here's my question to that, then. Who's going to make the game?
Honestly,
do you want EA to make it? Does EA want a wrestling property? I don't know if they need it.
I don't think they want that.
Does Ubisoft want a wrestling game? No. Wrestling games are hard to make, and how popular is this going to be? How much money is this going to generate? Right. people are laughing like, yeah, let's downplay AEW. Let's make fun of it. You need to tell those people to shut the hell up if you like wrestling games, because guess what they're doing? They're hurting the wrestling video game market. WWE will have a stranglehold on it, and that's what's going to happen. And if you guys like that, great. I want more wrestling video games, but they're not going to be produced at the AAA level.
No.
Like, even I don't even think Fight Forever was AAA. I think it would be a AA game. Yeah. It was $60. It was $10 less than what normal games are.
Right. But if you have somebody who wants to really get into it and really make it, like if we don't have any other wrestling games, then you just have WWE. WWE, like he said, will have a stranglehold on it, and then you'll be blindsided by...
And WWE performed better this year with competition. Like, right. Oh, shoot, someone's making a game. We got to come hard.
Right, you'll be blindsided. And WWE will be like, okay, well, there's nobody out there, so this is what we're going to do. And then you'll get an A-plus down to a C-minus because there's no other game, and you're going to play this one.
Right, right. And I still see people talking about the Elite storyline and such. It could be, man. I don't know where Hangman's going to factor in when it comes to those other stories. That's a good point. Going back to Fight Forever, I'm going to predict right now the other two people that you guys are going to get for DLC. I think the next one will be Saraya, and I think the last one's going to be Adam Copeland. Now, do we get anything after this is the question. How long, if you're Tony, do you put money into this? If you can't get another game company, do you go back to Yuke's and them and just say, all right, I guess we got to eat this L and work together again? Tony, so AEW Games owns the engine.
So my thing is, if you go back to Yuke's, you have to lay down the law. Like, yo, listen, here's the contract. You break the contract, you owe me.
Well, maybe Yuke's won't sign that then. Like, Yuke's went from creating these big games to, I don't know what the hell has happened to that group. But this is what we're going to get, do you want them making it?
No, I don't.
Look at how long it's taking them for DLC characters. We're getting one DLC character per pack at this point, and I'm like, well, I kind of want more.
I mean,
like, let's look at the marketing even. Derek, why isn't this being hyped up? If I had Samoa Joe, I'd be like, yo, I have a big announcement on Wednesday pertaining to season 4. Right. Stick around to find out who's in it.
Right.
So, and then you should be announcing what's in the packs and stuff to get people excited.
So my thing is with that, then they're probably packing up. They're probably packing up as to why they're not hyping it up, as to why they're not putting out more than just one character. They're packing it up. The next Ubisoft would be nice, but Ubisoft is they're not going to touch that, because give me a game that they've done that was it within that realm.
Right. And WB Games, does WB Games have the bread right now? And a lot of people are kind of disappointed in their last two releases. So
yeah, WB Games is really on the fence right now as far as the community goes. Like, I can't. You had us hyped for two games, and both of those games were not it. So your next best bet, I would believe you would get a Japanese company to buy into it.
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do at this point. Like I said, maybe all options are on the table. The only other thing I could think of would be you let the Wrestling Code and what's the other one? Ultra Pro Wrestling release. And if one of them are really good, you say, hey, I got a little bit of a bigger budget for you. Can you make one exclusively for AEW?
Right.
Rock with them.
Something. You know what would actually be dope, though? I know they won't do it, but Kojima.
That would be tough, too, though. You know what I mean? How many projects are they doing?
Right. They're probably like 50 projects in. And I'm probably over-exaggerating, but they're probably a ton of projects in right now.
Let me see what E's saying here. E said, Justin Leeper tweet, he was happy to work with two niche non-AAA throwback games in a row. Fight Forever, No Mercy, DOR successor with some of the same devs, and Wanted Dead, Ninja Gaiden successor by the same dev. That's what's up, man. Yo, shout out to my guy, Justin Leeper, man, creator of Road to WrestleMania. Always got love for Justin, man. Appreciate the homie. E says, if I were AEW, unless Yuke's does knock the year Annie out of the park, shop it to Naughty Dog, WB Games, NetherRealm, Obsidian, Capcom, whomever. Yeah, and Matt brings up a good point that I always say, too. You're not getting a new video game deal until the television deal is done. Tony needs to see how much money he's getting. I predict AEW this year will have a profit at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll definitely have a profit.
Maybe AEW is trying to, is throwing in the towel and just going to try for part two, and maybe WBD factors in. Maybe. Maybe that's what they do for Fight Forever.
If WB takes it over, WB has to be on their P's and Q's, because, like I said, your last two games, those weren't it.
And you had and they have multiple studios. It could be Montreal. It could be a bunch of different ones that make it too.
Honestly, I shoot for the main. I wouldn't give it to Montreal. Could no, be. No offense. I just wouldn't give it to them.
Maybe not trying to spend money on Fight Forever. No, but what I'm saying is that you could build up some hype for free even on social media.
Right.
You could do something small, even if it's a little video package for it, and just build up some hype. Use it for that podcast that they just started on AEW Games too. It just seems like they're distancing themselves from it. And I'm like, nah, hype this up, guys. Like
they're not even really hyping it up on Dynamite anymore.
They have been. It's still like in the background. It's still in like the little corners and stuff. I just don't know how long this is going for and what they're looking for out of it. But
if you go for part two, you have to find somebody who's willing to take the time to do it.
I told people, if you could add people, I would love to see like Wheeler Yuta, Garcia, and those guys get added in, Evil Uno, but I don't know how you do that. So if not, maybe add the call parts. If you can't do anything other than that,
at least get the community creation in there.
Too hard, bro. Like it's like I'm saying, that's the first game. WWE's game's been around for what, since SmackDown 1, 20 years? They've got, it's just layer on layer on layer on layer with the yearly title. Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough at the end of the day when it comes to this. I'm going to leave this where it's at, man. I'll save it for another Fight Forever. We could talk about this all night, probably. But let me see here. We'll go to Matt's comment. This will be the last comment. It is going to be interesting what AEW gets from the WBD media rights deal. A Max deal has to be part of this now that Max is doing live sports, baseball, basketball, MMA. Yes.
Yes. What is going on with that? Where is that?
We don't know when it ends because we don't know the contract term. So it could be at the end of the year or something, but AEW is basically due for what's up? You got some money for me or what? I don't know what they're trying to give out, but we'll see. Everybody's competing for TV stuff. And I think if AEW wanted to, they might be able to ship out their show if they wanted to. I don't know who Tony knows. So maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. But nothing is going to happen, like I said, with the video game deal until that's done. Right. Then when that's done, we can talk. Right. Maybe they stick with Ux. Maybe they don't. Maybe they stick with THQ Nordic. Maybe they don't. But they got to get this right, whatever they do for the next video game. Like, it has to be made right. WB Studios got mad. LMAO, the botched the WB games. Hey, nothing surprises me. But listen, Dynasty, Triller TV, it's on pay-per-view. It's on Bleacher Report. Order the show. Have some fun. We're going to be watching on Sunday. Review will be on Clash of the Podcast just because I have to work the next day. Derek's got to work. We're both busy, so we're going to definitely watch it together. And I don't know if it's something crazy enough on it. We'll have our thoughts next week. Derek will be back with me for the Dynamite review. For myself and the man they call Derek, we are out for this episode, telling everybody to enjoy that Fight Forever DLC. Enjoy this week's Dynamite. Enjoy next week's Dynamite. Join us for Clash and enjoy AEW Dynasty. We are out for this episode. One.